Welcome, everybody. Please take a seat or a stand or you know, whatever, or come to the front. Before beginning, is that feedback?
Yeah.
Okay. They'll fix it in the back. But before beginning, I'd like to ask everyone not only to mute their phones, but if possible, to put any wireless devices that are on your person into flight mode. This will help the user load on our Wi-Fi system here at the Faculty Club keep it to a minimum, which is going to help the live feed that we're doing, because the Faculty Club here doesn't have a hard line, so we're just going through Wi-Fi. So I know it's a lot to ask, but if you could, your cell phones, your computers, if you could put them into flight mode, it'll really help those who can't be here enjoy this event with us virtually. And there are universities across Canada who are holding viewing parties to watch with us. So if you could do that, thank you very much. And while you're doing that, I will, it's my pleasure, as we begin this evening, to introduce Dean Cormack. As many of you know, Dean Cormack is a historian of early modern science, specializing in geography and mathematics of the 16th century in England. She received her PhD from the University of Toronto in 1988 and taught at the University of Alberta in the Department of History and Classics for 17 years. She's been our dean here, our fearless dean, in the Faculty of Arts since 2010. And without further ado, I would like to deeply thank and welcome Dean Cormack. Thank you, Natalie. I'm delighted to be here, and especially delighted to welcome all of you here on behalf of the Faculty of Arts. Welcome on behalf of the Faculty of Arts, welcome to the Faculty Club, welcome to the University of Alberta, and especially welcome to our guest speaker, Donna Haraway, and to the meeting participants who come from all the different parts of the country to be here. I hope you have enjoyed your time in Edmonton. It's cold, that would be a lot. Arts are warm, so here we are. Next week, people from across the country, they all said, oh, in Edmonton, very cool. And okay, we have central heat. So I look around, seeing many faces, both from across the faculty and other parts of this. And things that I often manage to see is that first thing at the table is generosity, because it's so easy that people are disciplined. Just that's not so. You have to think that they're as smart as you are, and if you understand them, they can't understand either. So, as interdisciplinarians, you have to listen, really work hard to forge really important things, make the work richer and different. We could have improved. This is since that we. Institute study Kia like 2000 me with the kid of the 20th century now behind us, it seemed only apparent the only place the challenge ever ahead were collaboration into a nation ideal across distance and analysis. We wanted to create an intellectual environment where both collaborative endeavors could be supported and pursued. And the Research Creation Working Group, which is funded by KIAS, is one such endeavor. It's already, as those of you in the room know, it's already brought together researchers from all three areas of our faculty, fine arts, humanities, and social sciences, as well as from other areas of our campus, secondary education, physical education and recreation, human ecology, to explore possibilities surrounding the intersection of art and research. And of course, it's brought us here tonight to hear this fascinating lecture, as I know we'll make. I want to thank Natalie Lovelace and the Research Creation Working Group for inviting Dr. Haraway here and creating this unique opportunity for us to come together. I'd also like to thank Dr. Haraway for being our honored guest, and I look forward very much to hearing from you. Thank you. together is higher than half an inch. We're halfway through this consciousness.
Yeah. chihuahua girl. Every time you get for larger and larger size and hairier.
We'll be right back. kitchen and spinning glove.
Okay.
apart from the fact that matter is active in order to generate all the variety of natural forms that we see around us, plants, animals, insects, microorganisms, and so on. Genes do not specify, the genes are not a representation of the final form, as if it were a blueprint, an iconic representation of what's going to come out. And therefore, matter is not as if genes are now like God telling matter what to do, commanding matter.
Ceremony, we made choices and followed rules.